Hello, we're studying from the writings of Rabash, the article. You can go to our website and ask questions there, and selected questions will be asked there. So, again, we're learning from
It is known. The writings of Rabash, third volume. It is known. It is known that the way of work is to reach the perfection of the goal for which man was created, called by the name of to benefit his creatures. Meaning that a person has to receive all the upper pleasures. And in order for him to be able to reach this goal, first of all, there has to be the correction of creation called by the name of Lishma, meaning that all the pleasures that a person wants to receive, it's only because the Creator wants him to, by which the flaw of Nehema de Chasufa, the bread of shame, will be corrected. Therefore, precisely when a person corrects himself so that his intention will be only in order to bestow for the benefit of the Creator, then everything shall come to the end of correction. And in order for a person to reach Lishma, which is not in order to receive a prize, he was given the work of faith, because then he can talk about choice, meaning that even though that he doesn't feel or see any pleasure in the work, nonetheless he works because it is a mitzvah. However, were he to feel taste in the Torah and mitzvot, then he'd have to work for a reward, because you have no greater reward than feeling uplifted spirits in the work. And only when the foundation of his work is faith, then he has choice. Then he can say that he's working Lishma, because the Creator commanded him to. And when his work is Lishma, then he realizes the Ma'amar of Rabbi Meir, that he merits many things. And then, once again, he has to renew his work for it to be in emunah, faith. That's called, in the language of the Sulam, the middle line, because only by that can he be saved, not to fall into, God forbid, into self-pleasure, because of the multiplicity of the pleasures that he receives by the revelation of the secrets of the Torah that he achieves by studying Lishma. And it is known that faith is called tzedakah, charity, and the opinion of the Torah is called richness, as it says that the poor are only those that are poor in reason. And from here we can understand the article, the wealth in his home and his virtues will support him forever. Meaning those that already have received all the riches, which are the opinion of the Torah, and in order to realize it, he needs now faith for it to be called charity. And therefore, in order for this wisdom to be implemented, he has to try and always renew the matter of faith. Therefore, he needs the blessing so that his righteousness, meaning the faith, will be there for him forever, meaning that he'll always have the faith so that the richness could exist. And I shall complete the letter I started today this morning before my students. We find in the Megillah that after all this, the king raised Aman. And in the literal meaning, it's hard to understand, because after what Mordechai did, which was a good thing for the king should have increased Mordechai and not Aman. And we have to explain this by way of morals, meaning that after a person does something by being engaged in the Torah and mitzvah, then the Creator increases a person's evil, called aman, meaning that the Creator shows him the truth, how the evil amongst him interferes with him receiving all of the spiritual pleasures, because were a person to follow the path of good, meaning if a person's intention was only in order to bestow contentment to his Maker, then a person is worthy of all of these upper things. And this is called the way of Judaism. And when a person can't see the true face of his evil, meaning the form of Haman, then a person can't pray to the Creator for him to help him to be saved from the evil. And only when a person sees the greatness of Haman that he wants to kill, and he wants to destroy all the Jews and so on, meaning that Haman wants to destroy everything that has to do with Judaism, that he doesn't allow a person to do anything that has to do with holiness, then he could really pray, and then the Creator helps him. Therefore, then, you have the fasts and the outcry that they pray to the Creator to be saved from the evil Haman. And when the Creator helps him, then the Creator asks of Haman, or he asks Haman, what should I do with the person that I want to benefit? And then Haman thinks, who does the king want to benefit more than myself? Meaning that all the evil stems from the will to receive, which is the Haman of a person. And he claims that the desire of the Creator is to benefit his creatures, meaning that all the pleasures belong to the will to receive. But the Creator said, and I shall be favorable with Mordechai the Jew, meaning that if you ask the good inclination called Mordechai the Jew if he wants something, then he'll say that his entire desire is only to bestow through the Creator, and that he doesn't need anything else. Therefore, he asked Haman that wants to receive all the pleasures that exist in reality, and then the Creator said, all the pleasures have to be given to Mordechai, the meaning of which is that a person receives all the pleasures only in order to bestow contentment to his Maker. And Bala Sulam said about it, the lights of Haman in the Kelim, vessels of Mordechai, the meaning of which is to receive all of the pleasures only with the intention of benefiting the Creator.
Questions? Yes, Gershon.
There's a gap in our work between the stage of the revelation of evil, where a person reveals the evil, and the stage where he hates the evil, where he hates what he discovers. What can accelerate the bridging of this gap?
What does it mean, recognition of evil?
That a person sees that he's in self-love, everything that we learn about. He has to reach a state where he hates it in order to get out of it, as it says.
Why?
Because he has to hate his evil that prevents him from coming out of himself and integrating with everyone else and realizing the purpose of creation. He has to hate all these things that prevent him from doing this.
In what can I measure as much as I hate the evil?
This is actually the question, maybe.
What do I want? You're saying I want to bestow, I want to reach what? Dvikut. Dvikut in what? In the will to bestow. Meaning to be. Just think about it. Try and feel this too. I want to be adhered to the will to bestow. I want to belong to the will to bestow, that the will to bestow will control me, that it'll determine my thoughts, my actions. That's what I want. That's why my inner forces that are resisting, pulling me, not letting me go towards bestowal, to give, to love, there are the evil forces. And I want to get rid of it. And I see them. Meaning, it can't be that I hate the evil, the will to receive, and say it's evil without seeing how much it's stopping me and not letting me reach the will to bestow, to the good, to implement it. Did you try to do something and bestow, and it stopped you and didn't let you? If not, so how can you say that it isn't letting you, that it's evil, that you hate it? Well,
of course.
You don't have to say. I'm not talking about you in general.
Right. A person on our path, this is what he tries to do all the time, whether he does it successfully or not, but this is what he's trying to do. This is what he invests all his efforts in.
If you're saying something about some action phenomena, it's only from the phenomena that's against it you can speak about it. Otherwise, no. That's what I was trying to scrutinize here in this example. That's what has to be two, and the fact that you say, I want to give. Something disturbs you, something bothers you from it. I want to love, I want to help, I want to... Does it... Where? Show me, where? Oh, the inner force? Okay, where? Where does it disturb you? As much as it disturbs you. Maybe a bit, but more than this, no. So to what extent? In what way? Also, if you don't stand with that sack on your shoulder and it's falling and you're saying help, so nobody helps you. You have to feel yourself in the middle of an action, and this action is now you're failing and you don't know what to do. You have to start, and then comes the light that reforms. Then you cry out, and your cry is heard. A question of Joseph from San Francisco. How to not weaken when Aman is revealed, but to use it to turn to the Creator?
So again, Aman is revealed if a person performed or made many corrections, many actions. And then he has the strength, he has the ability to identify Aman and to say that my basis, my kernel is so hard that it doesn't allow me to do anything. But all the rest, I can do. I'm alive, I'm present, I'm this, I'm that. Only I have to discover that something's really stopping me, tying my hands. I want to look at someone, give to someone, do something, think about bestow. I see that everywhere inside, against this, I have a counterforce. I have to identify. Therefore, Aman wasn't Aman. He was next to the king, and he wasn't thinking about anything besides, you know, being in control of the Malchut, of the Chashverosh, and both of them sit and talk and speak. There is a correct, good, and nice connection among them afterwards, because something happened there that they did the king a favor, then everything was evoked, that Mordechai discovered that they want to kill the Creator and so on, that they want to harm Chashverosh, that they want to harm the king of the world. Meaning that something from the power of bestowal starts to awaken, and this really turns Aman on. okay, if this is how things are, then I want to destroy everyone. Yeah.
We went through a very special congress, and in our 10, the state showed up that I'd like to hear your advice about it. A friend that was with us throughout the whole congress, a very strong friend, after the congress just disappeared to such an extent that he's not answering any phone call. We tried tens of times and he just disconnected connection from us. What's the right thing to do now? We're looking at the state, we understand maybe it's a state from after the congress, but what should we do with this? He didn't ask for help. He didn't come up and say, guys, it's hard, help me. He just disappeared. So what do I do now?
Call his family. If he's married.
No.
He's not married. Then I don't know what to tell you. Still tried to call him. The question is, can he come back if you support him? And maybe he won't. Maybe he understood that it's not for him. Maybe he understood on the Congress that our entire correction is in the connection. Maybe he didn't think that before. He thought that we have to be together in order to study, in order to have meals together, and so on. And this is why it's good. I'm just going to attract many people. You learn about the meaning of life, you know, some philosophy, nice things. And also, he's a part of different systems. Now he may be understood that this is something serious, that's demanding him not only investment, but actually sacrifice. Suppose he has, it's not that if suppose he has surplus, then he gives it. No. He has to give from his own flesh, from his will to receive. And in general, start enjoying strange actions, actions of bestowal, performing these actions of bestowal forcefully. And not only forcefully, but first of all in coercion, and later on willingly, and later on to enjoy it. Well, this is done by the reforming light. It's not simple, a person can't reach it on his own, but it doesn't seem that it's that necessary. No need. I have maybe another life, a different life. I'm still young. I'll go, have fun, come back in 20 years. Why not? There are different calculations. Therefore, try and tell him that the door is open. He probably knows it himself, all these things. So, let him go. If he'll come, he'll come. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I'm not in favor of chasing anyone. The truth will show itself, will appear. If not in this incarnation, the next, he'll come. Not that bad. No one can escape. No one's missing. The world has to be connected, has to reconnect in the structure of Adam HaRishon. It'll happen. Whoever doesn't see this future form, he doesn't. Whoever sees, then he sees that it already exists. I'm in favor of making an effort. That is calculated, balanced. But not that you don't call him at all. Still, in principle here, there's the arvut, there's the commitment, there is a covenant, and therefore, by this force, according to this force, you have to care. But surely, after such things that we'll do and we'll have more and more of them, we'll feel a serious tremble, shaking up, for sure. also both internally and also externally. And also internally, I have to say, we needn't chase anyone too much, because these efforts that a person makes, they may reflect on a person's nerves, on the part that scrutinizes the mind, the way of a person's thinking, suppose, nerves especially. Rabash always used to say, this path demands strong nerves. And you should also see it on yourselves. Rest a bit more, sleep a bit more, maybe for a day or two. I don't have to see you on the Zohar lessons here, for example. You have to sleep a few more hours after such a congress. Go ahead. I'm sitting with the reader. For me, it's enough. I'm telling you seriously. Meaning, try and... In these things, there's no going above reason. You have to also allow the body to accept new states. They demand lots of efforts. And ahead, there will be even more special turbulences.
Me?
Natanya.
Good morning. It's written in the Rabash article that the lights of Haman in the vessels of Mordechai. How can it be that Haman has lights? Isn't he the darkness? He's the evil?
You'd put it differently, that the lights of Mordechai and the Kelim of Haman, there were the vessels of reception in order to receive, now the vessels of reception are in order to bestow, and therefore they're ready to receive the entire light. But where does the light come from? The light comes from the Ketel through Binat Malchut. The light of Chochmah is dressed in the light of Chassadim and enters the will to receive. The great big will to receive is Aman. No. Aman is the intention in order to receive, not the desire to receive, the will to receive. Therefore, Aman is the intention. And the entire light, which is the light of Chochmah, it's about to be revealed in the vessels of reception. It's a light that as if belonged against Aman, because you want to receive it in order to receive. The vessels of reception, the Kli of Mordechai, it's weak. It's nothing. All of our giving is only by receiving. Now we're saying, I want to disperse, I want to give to everyone, to the entire world, I'm filling their vessels. What am I filling? If everyone wants to fill everyone, what do I have to fill? I have actually to receive from them what they want to fill me with. But I don't want to receive. I want to give. Exactly now, you'll receive because you want to give them. You understand it's an opposite kind of work. You open up your vessels of reception because you have to give them the opportunity to give. It's... Who? What? Yes, Moshe.
We didn't talk about it yet, but I want to ask about it. What does it mean to bring a gift? We bring gifts in Purim.
In Purim, we give presents, right? Suppose cake or a cookie and wine is against chasadim and chokhmah. The cookie is the chasadim, and the wine is the chokhmah. And these two vessels, meaning the intention in order to bestow and the vessels of reception, they're ready for fulfillment. These are the signs of giving to each other. Just like the example I just gave, that we want to bestow to each other, and then everyone receives from each other. And this is the only thing that we live off. I have to receive, and I have to eat, and I have to get intoxicated boundlessly, because by this I bestow. People think that Purim is some kind of a barbaric holiday.
You fill yourself.
You fill yourself because by that you bestow to everyone, because the kelim are already corrected, and therefore there's the symbol of to get intoxicated until you can't tell the difference, because all of your intentions are 100% in order to bestow and also to drink, to eat as much as you want. No problem. A person has to really as if lose himself in these two things, eating and drinking.
In our world, we see that when you give a gift, there's like a whole procedure. You wrap it, how can I bring a gift to society that'll be accepted, that will be nice? What does it actually mean to bring such a gift? What am I wrapping it with?
Because I'm responsible that the light of Ein Sof, it's the end of correction, that the light of Ein Sof will pass through me to all the souls and fulfill them. This is my work. That's it. It's a great thing. Yes, Coleman.
Question from Canada. Is there a correction to make all the pleasures to be in order for the sake of heavens?
Otherwise what? Yeah? There was someone behind you.
Rav, I have to confess, I identify with that guy who talked about the great heaviness after the Congress. I'm from the Chavel group. I went through 4 traffic lights, and every time I wanted to make a U-turn and not come here. More than that.
This is okay. I'm just asking. What is the reason of the heaviness?
I don't know.
Meaning it's still unclear.
No.
Well,
it came down like a cloud. I don't.
Okay, darkness. It happens, darkness, because we change all the time. And sometimes there are very essential changes. And sometimes less.
First of all, I feel great sorrow about it.
Do you work?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work in security also at nights.
Do you exercise?
Yeah.
Good. So it'll soon pass. A person has to physically work, eat well, exercise, work, and study. You see, we have to be balanced. We're especially in this world in order to realize the correction this way.
How do you use the friends in such a situation?
Simply try and sit among them quietly. To hear what they say. To restrain yourself a bit. And it'll become balanced. The society will influence you. And it's simply that there are these jumps. And afterwards, things become more quiet. But there will be more. Now, immediately, there's Purim. We're going through this inner effort. On Pesach, I hope that we'll go through a very big inner effort. It's interesting for me. Congress in the United States in the beginning of May. I hope that here you'll really participate, like our people from abroad participate, and it's interesting how that'll influence you, because I want to make that Congress as the continuity of our Congress here.
I wanted to ask another thing that is kind of disturbing me. In this spiritual lab, we discover more layers of the ego. As much as our ego is stinking and we want to get rid of it. On the other hand, I don't see the other side of it, the bestow. I don't feel it at all. Where do I give? And if I do give something, like a theater that I'm acting with the friends, I don't feel it.
True. This is still how it should be. Still, there's no reception and no bestowal in true manner.
But I feel the changes. Right,
but these changes, they're still in the will to receive. These aren't spiritual changes. Still preparation. It's called the time preparation. Still, everything's in the will to receive, only in the will to receive. Two, there is a change of values. Okay. Yes?
About what you said about the first part when the friend was asking. So there's advice from the Rabash. If he doesn't have a desire or a need for spirituality, if he's between people who do have a desire for it, and he likes those people, so he can take the force to overcome, he can take their aspirations, even though from his own qualities, he doesn't have desires or the force to overcome. But according to the importance he sees in those people, he gets new forces.
That's why, try, calm down, be in society, eat, sleep, actually sleep. Another 1 or 2 hours every day. Try. And then it'll go by. The way the web works is that it's balanced. Ah, the group.
Us. So not only us, but also the friends of Netanya, Toronto 10 number 11, Kazan, Brazil 10 number 1, and Petah Tikva 10 number 4. We want to thank the World Kli for the privilege we had to be the 10 on duty. We'll continue throughout the day, and we have a few tasks. One, we will send all of Rav's tweeters about Purim from all the friends. We're asking everybody to read them and disseminate them. We're also going to send an explanation how to sign up for Rav's tweeters, whoever doesn't know how to. And our daily task is that we want now, in the 2 minutes, that we'll all sit and write a sentence that we will disseminate, meaning that we'll take either something from our sources, or each one can write it in our own words, or a general impression we have from this lesson that we can come out with, or those same tweets from Rav, without saying it's Rav, just take them as they are and disseminate them in the social networks, as we heard from Rav, at least 10 times a day. So let's do it now as an action. We're sitting down, and for 2 minutes from now, we're going to write a sentence. Whoever can't do it for all kinds of reasons, so send that sentence to the friends in the tent. At least participate, do it for 2 minutes. Okay, friends, one announcement before we end. Zohar lesson You are all invited to watch the Zohar lesson together at 6 p.m. and let's sing a song.
מה הולך מסביבנו? לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב. אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה. אז קדימה לדרך ביחד נעיר את הנשמה. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור. בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור. העולם מתקדם לו, עליות ירידות ופנינו לאן. הכדור בידינו, יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן. כבר הלכנו שנים במדבר וחצינו ימים. עכשיו אנו יחד נחזיק בו אחד השני. ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר. לא נתייאש, לא נעצור, נלך רק ישר, לא נעצור.